You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Simo and Jordan with you. About to go 10 past 9 this morning.
Just waiting for it to finish.
Yeah, there it is. Done.
It's quite a bit of a long outro. It's longer than I thought there.
Yeah, well, duck sauce takes a while to percolate.
I took a breath just expecting that to finish and me to be able to go into talking, and then I'm just, oh, no, waiting. And there we go.
And what do we got now?
Well, Simo, it is time for How Good Is That?
How good is that?
Baby, how you feeling?
How good is that?
It is disastrously good or incredibly bad.
Yes, Simo, potentially we could be having a bit of an argument here. It could end the friendship, or it could be a brilliant thing and the friendship lives on for years to come. Basically, we've got an item here. It could be a foodstuff. It could be a way you wear your clothes. It could be anything. We don't know what it is at this stage.
A way you wear your clothes. I'm so interested in this example.
Do you wear your baseball cap to the side or backwards? It was the best I could think of at short notice.
This morning, how good is this?
Star Trek. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I like it. It goes all right. I got addicted to it for a little while.
So which one? Star Trek is Mr. Spock and...
Live long and prosper.
And I think that's all I know about Star Trek.
Now beam me up, Scotty.
I've never watched a single... Are they episodes or movies?
Take it to warp speed.
You're just saying words now.
It's Star Trek.
Okay, you can literally say, bring me the popcorn, and I would believe that's Star Trek, because I don't know what it is.
I don't think they have popcorn in Star Trek.
And that is where Star Trek is going wrong. So, Simo, are you a fan of Star Trek? Have you watched some... First, TV, are they episodes or movies?
They're a bit of both. It's a huge franchise.
Okay, educate me about Star Trek. What is it about?
Well, it's got the dreamy Chris Pine in the films.
Mm-hmm.
It also has was the film also that gave who's the big chiseled guy that played Thor?
Oh, one of the Hemsworths.
Chris Hemsworth. It was his first breakout role.
Oh, really?
He played Captain Kirk's father.
Isn't he the Scottish one? Or is that the one that says, the engines can't take it?
No, that's Scotty.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I tried to do a Star Trek reference. It didn't work. I'm just going to learn from my mistakes and not go.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, you're on your way. You've got the names.
I've just got the wrong characters and accents for them.
Yeah, but, I hugely got into it, all of that kind of business.
So, Simo, would you suggest, perhaps, still in lockdown, although things are starting to reopen, but if you're at home, you got some time on your hands.
Oh, yeah, there's
have a little look-see at the TV shows or the movies. It could be a show to get into.
Oh, yeah, I reckon I watched it every afternoon for a solid year, and I don't think I ever finished any of it because there's so much. Like, the sheer volume is a lot. I mean, space is big.
So when we're making a drama about space, let's try and make it as big as possible.
Yeah, well, it's never going to end because I think there's still ships lost in space in that particular...
So I thought you were talking about real life.
Simo and Jordan.
Downtown. Macklemore, that was Downtown Snow FM breakfast. Simo, Jordan with you, and I am totally obsessed by this.
Okay.
Right, so COVID-19 slang.
Right.
Have you come across this at all?
I've heard the slang for corona is the Rona.
Really? Okay, that's one, yeah.
Obviously, isolation, ISO.
Yeah, okay, not bad, yeah. They're like shortening terms, right?
Yeah. Isn't that what slang is?
Effectively, but these ones are like neck level. I've got like a dictionary thesaurus of coronavirus slang.
Okay.
Okay, so one I've heard of, which is fantastic, or not fantastic, depending on your view, is over in the UK, they've started referring to COVID-19 as having a case of the Mileys.
Having a case of the Mileys.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus.
What does... I don't see the link.
A case of the Mileys. Because Miley Cyrus... Apparently in an English accent, Miley Cyrus sounds like coronavirus.
Really?
Like, I mean, they're heavily... Obviously, they're heavily accented, maybe. I don't know.
It's like this... Because, no, how does saying coronavirus...
Got a mild case of the Mileys.
I'm trying to work it out in my head how coronavirus can sound like Mileys in a UK accent, and I'm struggling, I'm not going to lie.
But that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, back home here in Australia, here are some of the terms floating around. Magpieing, have you heard of this?
Is this when a vicious black and white bird swoops down at you?
Not far off. Magpie, to snatch up desirable items at the supermarket. So like your toilet paper or your pasta. Going for a spot of magpieing.
I love that toilet paper is described as desirable.
Yeah.
Well, like 12 months ago, that would not be the case at all.
What was it? It was just a need rather than a desire.
No, it was just a, oh, we're out of toilet paper, I better go grab some.
Also, COVIDiot, you would have been familiar with this one, getting around.
I haven't heard this one, but I think I can work it out.
Yeah, COVID idiot, pretty easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, how about Coronapocalypse? That's in reference just to the times.
Okay.
Right? Quarantini, I'm a big fan of this one.
That sounds like either a Harry Potter spell or a drink.
It's a beverage, yeah.
I thought so.
It's a homemade cocktail prepared while in home isolation.
Wingardium Quarantini, and then just alcohol appears.
Also, Corona Coma, another name for a shutdown period or long, luxurious sleeping opportunity newly available to some in quarantine.
So are these like slang words that you've heard other people use?
I'm not responsible for these. Coronacation.
Is that a cover of the Red Hot Chili Peppers song Californication?
Making the most of a forced staycation due to cancelled classes or events. Coronacation.
Okay.
And then finally, Corona babies or coronials?
Oh, kids that are born during coronavirus?
Yeah. Or rather conceived during
the... Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, sorry, as the step before.
Mm.
Right.
But what I'm really obsessed with this is the fact that there's a quote here from a Australian university lecturer of linguistics. Now, did you take linguistics?
I did linguistics.
What did you learn?
Okay, I don't want to offend any linguistics fans, but it is the most pointless subject in the world.
Why?
Because I did it for like a whole week.
Hmm.
Went to all the lectures, to all the tutes. No, okay.
A whole week.
Okay.
Oh, it was such a slog.
Okay, that sounded... I did it for longer than a week.
Yeah.
I did it for a semester. Hmm. But one whole week of it, we went to all the semesters, all the tutes, all the lectures, all this sort of stuff.
Hmm.
And it was why the TH makes the sound
when we speak,
when you put those two letters together. And you would kind of go through early modern English and like Shakespeare time and all of this is lectures. And then at the end of the lecture, Friday afternoon, the lecturer just says, it's just sort of always has, so we're just running with it.
So it was
like, what? I was expecting like a grand reveal or something like that. Why didn't you tell me that at the start of the week and we could have just moved on?
So a linguistics lecturer at Monash University, Howard Manns, has said...
We kind of always wanted to do this, so we're just going to...
Creating new words for us as a way of stimulating the same parts of our brains as gambling, drugs, sex, and eating.
Okay. So that's how he passes his time.
Well, yeah, makes you making up words. That's why there's all the slang around coronavirus.
Hmm.
So, you know, because it hits the same parts of your brains as gambling, drugs, sex, and eating. Wow.
Yeah, did not expect that.
Yeah, I'm feeling rather...
On a Monday?
I'm feeling rather indubitably about this.
Simo and Jordan.
Avril Lavigne, girlfriend this morning, Snow FM Breakfast. 28 minutes gone on your 9.
Simo, is another quality episode of Big Brother last night.
Oh, yes.
You know I'm very much into my reality TV.
No, I'm so pleased you are, because it is weird seeing one of your mates on TV.
Of course, because you know one of them, don't you?
Yes, Kieran, and he's behaving exactly how he's always behaved, which is very odd.
So you're keeping an eye on the Big Brother as well?
Yeah. Yep, no, I tuned in for a bit of it last night.
You might have seen on last night's episode, there was a little bit where they were talking about phobias and fears that the housemates had.
Yeah, they craned in a gingerbread house where all of their worst fears were within.
Yeah, so if you missed it, one by one, the housemates got called into this little, it looked like a shed-shaped gingerbread house. And then the inside was their worst fears.
Did you hear about what they called the gingerbread house?
I remember Big Brother made some pun, but I can't remember what it was. Do you remember?
The Ginger Dread House?
Oh, yeah, there you go. That was good.
Worth it.
People at Big Brother HQ took the day off when they thought of that.
High fives all around.
Right, turn off the cameras. We're done for today. We're heading home.
Bye now.
So they had to go in one by one to face their phobias. And like, I don't want to have a go at people's phobias or anything like that because it's very personal. And I'm not taking the mickey out of that at all.
Pretty good, though.
However, some of them were a bit bizarre.
Yeah, that and also during the audition process, do you reckon there's some of them that was like, oh, hell, don't tell them, like, my actual phobias because they will, like, they'll show up at some point. So they would have, like, written down on their form, it's like, yeah, I'm afraid of fairy floss.
Yeah, I got that. That's what I was thinking as well. Like, if I'm ever on one of these reality shows and they give you the form, say, what are you scared of? I'm not telling the truth.
Did you have
a... Oh, I'm scared of massage chairs and donuts. And then you walk into
foot massages.
You go into the ginger dread house and there's like, oh no, there's a massage chair. Oh, I'm so scared, big brother. Oh. It's like, you can go now, Jordan. No, it's fine. No, just chill here for a little bit.
Oh, dear. But so did you have a favourite phobia last night or a favourite... kind of freaky thing?
Well, there were a couple of odd phobias. One of the housemates had a phobia of knees.
That was my favourite. That was super weird.
Another one had a phobia of bubbles.
Yep, right, yep.
And then there was one was like scaling fish, and another was grating cheese that they were scared of.
Pigeons, I reckon, is fair, especially in an enclosed space.
Oh, yeah, some of them. One guy was scared of pigeons. Another guy was scared of a snake. That's completely fair enough. But, Tim, I've done my research.
Right.
And I've kind of tracked down some phobias that are perhaps a little bit unusual.
Okay.
And then I want you to try and guess what they are just based on the name. Okay, you ready for this?
Yep, sure.
Okay, number one, I'm going to try and pronounce it because the wonderful thing about phobias is they're very long and kind of tricky words.
Right.
Chorophobia?
So is it this one here?
Yeah, yeah. I prepared the actual pronunciation just so for when I messed it up.
Chorophobia.
Chorophobia.
Any guesses?
Is that a fear of coral?
No. Simo, you 100% do not have this phobia.
Okay, cool.
Good. Okay, move on.
Happy chorophobia? Is it a phobia of...
Think about what you were doing during the last song here in the studio, Simo. If you had this phobia, you would not be doing
like
that.
Fear of, like, singing or dancing? Or
yeah,
like,
you got really? There. Fear of dancing.
Ah, interesting.
So you can't go to nightclubs or anything like that.
Right on.
All right, Simo, second one. I'm going to try and pronounce it. Gelophobia?
Looks like geliophobia.
Geliophobia.
Oh, it's geliophobia.
Geliophobia. Okay, yeah. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So my only guess is what could that could be?
Gel. Is that fear of hair gel, maybe?
Something that I certainly don't have is too much. No.
Okay. Gelio. Maybe is that a fear of saying giddy up on a horse?
No.
Gillio, giddy, I don't know. What is it?
Put it this way, Simo. If you had this phobia, you probably wouldn't be listening to this show.
Okay.
And that maybe, now I think about it, maybe making us sound a bit arrogant.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
It is fear of laughing.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. Yep.
Again, just assuming that we do stuff which is sometimes funny.
There you go. Well, like, we could do a show for the geliophobias at some point.
Some of our critics say we do it every day.
Actually, it happens top of the hour, news headlines. There you go, boom.
Simo, last but certainly not least, number three, and by far the hardest to pronounce.
Whoa.
I'm not even going to go for it.
I'm going to have a crack at
it. Go on, give it a go.
Arachibutyrophobia.
Okay, should we get the actual pronunciation?
Arachibutyrophobia.
Oh, tyrophobia.
I mean, you weren't far off. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was pretty close.
All right, Simo, any guesses?
Well, spiders are clearly involved.
No.
Really?
Spiders are not involved.
Wow, because arachnophobia...
Yes.
...is spelt rather similar.
Yes.
Except there's a bootyrophobia in this one.
It's not a fear of a spider's booty. That's not what it is.
Well, I guess it's not arachne, it's arachy.
It has nothing to do with spiders. Move away from spiders.
Okay. Flies.
No.
All right, what is it?
It is the fear... of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, that's kind of... Yeah, is it a fear of it never coming off?
I don't know. I don't know.
Or just happening at all?
I don't know, but these phobias, so they are a bit bizarre. And Simo, I want to open up the phones this morning. Give us a call, 645-72-977. Give us a call if you have...
a bizarre phobia.
A bizarre phobia that you want to admit to. We promise we will not laugh.
I once worked with a girl who had a chilling fear of marshmallows. Could not go near them. Like, would not, couldn't look at them. If you, like, waved one in front of her, she'd, like, freak out and run away. Like, cooked or uncooked. Like, I think she, what was it? She had a fear that they could, like, just endlessly expand.
Okay. Like,
that the marshmallow might just grow and then never stop.
Right.
Consuming the surroundings. Very weird.
Well, give us a call, 64572977, if you have a bizarre fear, perhaps of marshmallows or some other kind of confectionery.
Actually, worth mentioning, I've met two people with marshmallow fears.
Stop dating people with marshmallow fears, Simo.
Alexis Jordan, happiness. Stop force feeding them marshmallows.
Simo and Jordan.
Alexis Jordan, finding happiness this morning, 20 minutes on the way to your 10. It's Simo and Jordan with you this morning. And when you're at school, Jordan,
yeah,
this might have happened to you, might have, your mates might have been responsible for it, right? Boyfriends and girlfriends when they're in their kind of teens and still at school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever witness, or perhaps were you one of these boys that got his mum to break up with, like, his girlfriend?
No.
Apparently it's something.
Is that a thing that happens?
Yeah, it occurs. Yeah, for sure. If she's bad news.
Are we talking, like, very, very young, like when you're in reception year one, year two?
Yeah, those ones as well, yeah.
Or are we talking about kind of post-puberty towards the end of school when you start getting into relationships?
Look, we don't judge people for when it happens, however old you are, it's fine.
Because like, if you're a six-year-old, perhaps I can maybe understand your mum, you know, stepping in there.
Yeah, has it happened to you at all?
No.
Okay, right. So you've been responsible for all of your own trauma, right? That you've
caught. Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Okay, right.
My mum hasn't been responsible for any of my trauma.
That's all. Well, you know, maybe some other stuff, but not this. Not.
What are you trying to say? Have you been contacting my mum behind my back?
No, because you won't let me.
Yes, that is. This is why I don't.
So the reason I bring this up is because obviously at that age, you know, relationships are tricky like they are at any age, but they don't last. They last even less amount of time, sometimes a week, maybe 5 days.
Mm.
You know, if you as a guy are putting some Lynx Africa on, that's normally enough to get you maybe 3 weeks.
Okay.
Of, you know, having a girlfriend at that age at school.
And no more.
And no more. It's like, oh, he puts on, you know, Lynx Africa. It means he really likes me.
And he starts going to the other Lynx. I don't even know what the other ones are called. I think Voodoo is one.
Tropical, maybe? I don't know.
It's not a pizza.
Supreme.
Lynx ham and pineapple. Seriously, Lynx, branch out into pizza-related deodorant. I love it.
Okay, right. So this has hit the headlines this morning regarding a wife of 7 years who found an absolute gem in their mailbox, right?
Right.
Really weird because it was addressed to her husband.
Was the gem by chance Lynx Africa?
No. So it was a letter.
Okay.
But it was a bit of a gem of a letter.
Did the letter smell of Lynx Africa?
Opening it up, I'm sure he gave it a quick sniff just to check.
Sorry, it makes it seem like all of your letters. Whenever you get like a bank statement in the mail, just kind of a quick. Oh, no. Okay. Just paper.
That's National Bank. This letter, however, they were reading it through, him and his wife, and realized that it was a letter from his ex-girlfriend's dad.
Okay.
Of some 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
Right. And basically, while everyone, all parties, seemingly have moved on with their lives, had a couple of kids, maybe got married,
mm-hmm.
The dad of the teenage girlfriend, effectively,
mm-hmm.
from way back when, was not quite over it just yet.
So the dad wasn't over it, was the actual girl,
yeah.
The girlfriend, was she yeah. over it?
No contact from her at
dad,
all.
Dad, why are you bringing this up?
We're still not over it. So it reads, "It has been several years since you stole my daughter's virginity. Initially, it was my intention to forgive you, but after I confronted you about it and expressed repentance, I later learned that you had gone and done the same thing to others. Moreover, you regarded the matter as more like a game than a despicable deed it was, so I've decided to irrevocably retract my offer of forgiveness."
Hang on, so just to be clear here, so this is the dad.
Yes.
His daughter, who was the girl in the relationship,
that's right,
has moved on. Correct. And is over.
Oh, yeah, she's like,
is 100%.
She's up to other things.
Like, not mentally scarred, or it wasn't like a bad breakup.
This is like 7 years later.
Okay. What is the dad? That is the most quintessential case of embarrassing dad, perhaps, ever.
Absolutely. He does get pretty fruity with it, if I'm honest, about the punishment that he wants to see.
Can we read the rest of the letter in this time slot? Or?
Some of it's pretty hectic, but my favourite part gets towards the end. Where
we'll just skip all the weird stuff. Good.
Where he says, specifically, I petition for the... he asks for the divine retribution to include the rejuvenation of his 49 years and the draining of the the now husband's life force.
I reckon that is typical, Dad. Mostly because he's using long words to try and make himself sound smarter. My money's on that Dad doesn't know what half of those words mean, but yeah, if I throw in rejuvenative,
yep,
then it'll make me sound smart.
I have decided to petition the courts of heaven to take from you and give to me that which was your dearest possession, your youth, and all that goes with it. So he's trying to kill two birds with one stone there. He's both trying to reverse his own age and then take the age of the guy he doesn't like.
I reckon, okay, so obviously the dad is unhappy here.
He's not super pleased.
It's safe to say that. I reckon the guy who is unhappy with, the guy in the relationship, should kind of, you know, he didn't really do anything wrong, as far as we know. But maybe he should just try and just kind of calm the waters, just kind of offer an olive branch, maybe get the dad a present. Perhaps some kind of deodorant. Perhaps that is called, you know, one of the seven continents.
Righto, righto.
Some Lynx Antarctica. When your working
week's done, Simo and Jordan.
So mean, Matchbox 20. Snow FM, Simo, Jordan with you. On the way to 10 o'clock and drive-through. Your fast food drive-throughs have been chaos over the weekend, Jordan.
Yeah. Did you partake in a bit of fast food over the weekend?
I have not, but I've been keeping up to date with some irregular occurrences in the drive-throughs.
Okay. Just something that you do to pass the time?
Yeah. Have you been through lately?
I must admit, it has been a bit of a while since I've been through a drive-thru. My mum would be thrilled that I'm not eating fast food.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
A traveller says he was left humiliated after KFC refused to serve him at a drive-thru for one very obvious reason.
Okay, he was in a car, I assume, because that's what you have to be.
Ba-bow.
Okay, he wasn't in a car.
No.
Was he in a bus or some other kind of road transport?
No, you got to check the clearance height for that stuff.
Yeah.
No, he was in, he made it all the way to the kiosk, mind you, and he could get through, no worries.
Okay.
Through the drive.
So it wasn't like a height issue and his vehicle wasn't too high.
No height issue at all.
Was he in a vehicle, we should say?
He was in a horse and cart.
All right.
Yeah, there was a horse involved.
Sorry, can we just have your horse with us?
Sorry.
No, once more.
No, I'm all good. The horse and cart is a lovely looking horse as well. It's got the one with the real furry hooves.
Oh, I see. You've got a picture of it on your screen. Oh, it does look like a cute horse.
Yeah, there you go. So naturally, it didn't work out for Ian Bell, 55 years of age. So he's a bit humiliated by it all. But I mean, he's taken a horse and cart through a drive-thru. So he's only got himself to blame.
But you said, so he got to the bit where you order, the machine. He talked to that.
Yep.
Which, to be fair, I guess the person on the other end wouldn't know that there's not a car there. Perhaps would question why there's so much neighing, but, you know, maybe there's just someone keen for a bit of KFC. And then you got around the corner to the bit where they hand you the food, and they said no.
Pretty much along those lines. Well, it went along the lines of him. He said, I queued up behind some cars and was about to order a bargain bucket when all of a sudden this manager came out and said, you're not allowed through.
Oh, I see. So he hadn't actually ordered yet.
Not as yet.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
See him coming. Are you, when there's a lineup, do you drive on?
No, I just get my horse and cart, which I take with me everywhere, and that says to clear it. In the past, I have, when there's kind of multiple fast food establishments next to each other.
Right.
I've looked at the line for one and gone, if it's too full and then the line for the other is empty, I'm like...
You'll cruise over.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't pledge my allegiance to one specific brand of fast food. I will go to whatever has the shortest queue.
You're really into the fast part of the fast food.
I just really hate queuing.
Down the road, though, in Canberra, this has surfaced overnight.
Okay.
Right? It's in the Canberra Notice group, and it's quite a ride, so strap in for this drive-thru.
Are you just trying to make as many horse puns as you can? Quite a ride. Strap in.
Christy
said, get in the saddle.
I was in a long McDonald's drive-thru, and the young lady behind me honked her horn because I was taking too long to place my order. Angry emoji.
Mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, take the high road. So when I paid for my food at the first window, I paid for both our orders.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, she's getting kind of pissed off with the person behind her. She's like, you know what? I'll just pay for both.
That's nice.
And that's how we'll all get along in this world. And she puts a little angel emoji there as well.
I hope the person working at the drive-thru said to the car behind, oh, you can go through. Otherwise, it would just start of a chain of every single car paying for the wrong order, which could work out brilliantly in your favour or terrible.
Nah, they're all school kids working at the Macca's drive-thru, so the maths is on point.
Okay, well, hopefully. Yeah, that's why I didn't work at Macca's, because my maths in school and now is terrible.
So she says, yeah, she'll take the high road. And then the lad at the counter must have told her what I'd done as she leaned out the window, waved and mouthed, thank you. Obviously embarrassed I had repaid her rudeness with kindness. And then there's a couple of love hearts involved there for the emojis.
Are we sure that she mouthed thank you? Like, she could have said, like, the you, I say, she could have mouthed, but perhaps put another word in front of it that means 100% the opposite to thank.
Now, here's the twist.
Ironically, they both end in K.
Right, here's the twist. So, like, all's well that ends well, okay?
Okay.
You know, someone's got a free meal, someone else has given from the kindness of their heart, they're both eating, and all is well and right, you know, with the world.
Yeah.
However, Kirsty then goes on to say, so when I got to the second window, I showed both receipts.
Oh!
And took her food. Now she has to go back to the end of the queue and start all over again.
Again, I don't think she would have done, because you would have taken both the food and then you would have just started the chain of the wrong car getting the wrong food.
No, because she's taken both meals, because she's shown both receipts.
Yeah. No, I get that. And then
so you reckon it's just going to delay it?
Yeah, and then the person in the car behind would have got the person in the car behind that's food.
Right.
And so on.
Until the last
until
person.
People started until like a line of people started parking outside, walking into the Macca's and saying, what's going on? Why have we all got the wrong food?
So is there something you would like to say to Christy of Canberra?
No, it's just something that I would like to say to the person behind in the car who honked, who instigated all of this.
Okay, what was that?
Don't be a tool.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it calm. We're all, you know.
Just chill. Everyone. You'll get your Big Mac or bargain bucket basement, whatever you're ordering, as soon as possible.
Remain calm.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.